One Man Revolution, episode 48. Promise to myself that I would podcast today. Hey everybody, it's the Revolutionary here on One Man Revolution, that show that strikes back at those in the knows, or at least those that think they're in the know. Well, today we're going to embark on a longer mission than normally that we do. I'm going to change the mission up. That's me. I just think that the revolution needs change. So, I'm going to change the format a little bit. What we're going to do is we're going to do some headlines. I'm going to play some music. I'll do a little rant. We'll play a little bit more music, and we'll get out of here. And hopefully by the time we're all done, we'll make the world a better place, if it takes one man at a time. So, let's see what's been in the news for the past little while that we've been away from each other. Well, it looks like Karl Rove is still in the news, and I get my headlines from thinkprogress.org. And of course, a lot of the problems that have been going on with the White House recently, and I know I promised I would stay away from picking on the administration, but Lord, they just keep putting these things in front of me like fresh cherries on a spring day. You know, it's just one of those things, all succulent and juicy. How can you not just reach up and pluck them off? Karl Rove, as recently as this past week, has been out stumping for the president on his various campaigns, trying to gain some play in the press for the president's Social Security program and other things. But unfortunately, Karl Rove's lawyer talks a heck of a lot more than Karl Rove does. And on the 13th, what was kind of funny, Ed Rogers, the Roe defender, said that basically Rove was in a discussion about playing with Cooper, and it was an "oh, by the way" moment at the end of a conversation. And he says, you know what's amazing about this? You know, here Karl Rove tells a reporter who wanted to talk about, who tells a reporter who wanted to talk about welfare reform. He tells a reporter who then sneaks in another question, and Karl Rove replies, "Hey, you don't want to go too far out on a limb here." You know, sometimes you gotta wonder. There's a new Time article that was put out that offers a different explanation of the entire thing. Matt Cooper says he was transferred to Rove. He recalled saying something like, "I'm writing about Wilson." Before I interjected, he said, "Before I said," he interjected, "don't go too far out on Wilson." He tells me, "Earlier in the week, I may have left a message with his office asking if I could talk about welfare reform, but I can't find any record about talking to him on July 11th, and I don't recall doing so." So now we have this whole he said, she said thing going on in the press for information, going back and forth about this Karl Rove case. And again, they're pulling us away from what's important. What's important right now? What are some issues that we have to deal with? Well, a couple of those issues I got off of one of my favorite newsletters that I get sent on occasion from the ACLU Action Network. And I would like to, you know, say a couple of great things about the ACLU, as I am a card-carrying member. I'd like folks to call up their senators and congressmen who, you know, would like to take a stand for the Constitution and oppose the flag-burning amendment. Take action today call your senators and take a stand for the Constitution and vote no on this dangerous amendment. You know, those who want to limit free speech argue that this debate is about patriotism. Do it for the troops, they urge. But hundreds of veterans from every military engagement over the past 80 years have joined with the ACLU in saying that, you know, they fought for the idea, they fought for the principles of our Constitution, and they would like to protect them for all of us. So, whenever we want an effigy to burn, whenever someone would really like to make an impact, they burn an American flag. Okay? So let's not take that piece of free speech away. Now, you might sit and say, hey, revolutionary man, what are you doing? You're encouraging people to burn flags. You're unpatriotic. Well, I love this country, my friends. I love this country so much that I would fight for anyone's right to burn a flag of any country in this country, including our own. So please, join with me, join with those people who have spent the last 80 years defending this country and who have gone to the different military conflicts that we've been in, and take action this week and don't allow this flag-burning amendment to be added up for ratification within the Senate. I know I'm going to go ahead and send off an email in a moment to my two senators. All right, so let's see what else we have here. Oh, what a day, what a day. Well, we have a little headline here that says White House Dirty Work. And the story within that says, the latest victims of the White House environmental policies are the American newborns. According to a new study released by the Environmental Working Group, babies today enter the world with hundreds of industrial chemicals, solvents, and pesticides already in their veins. In fact, newborn babies today have an average of 200 contaminants at birth. Think about that for a second. Now, I'm not saying that it's not from the water and everything else, but these pollutants included mercury, fire retardants, and the Teflon chemical, PFOA. Now, if you want to point fingers at people, you can point them at the EPA. It allowed a group of 8 power plants to submit a wish list of changes to weaken existing mercury regulations. And a side-by-side comparison of rules for these and the power plant's memos, at least a dozen paragraphs were lifted, sometimes verbatim, from these industry suggestions. Okay, so the rules that we passed and the wish list that was given by these power plants went back and forth and said, hey, you know, we're just going to take these. And earlier this year, the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, not to be confused with the Government Accounting Office, which is also the GAO, slammed the EPA for also succumbing to the White House pressure. The EPA was caught playing politics with scientific fact, disregarding evidence in order to find predetermined industry-friendly results that the Bush administration needed to justify its polluter-friendly cap-and-trade plan. So protecting the polluters is pretty dirty work, and now those of us, those people that were born, are being born today in a very dirty world. So what can you do about that? Well, in a previous podcast, back in, I think it was episode 35 or 36, which I talked about energy, the suggestion is that we cut down on our usage of energy all around us. And the easiest ways to do that, of course, I mentioned that podcast, are to set your thermostat a little higher so it's not so cold in your house. Oh, you know, use your heavy appliances in the evenings when it's a lower peak so that we are not burning as much fossil fuels to keep that going. And, you know, basically go into your state governments and see if they can regulate your power plants beyond those that the federal government are regulating, because the EPA is not the only accountability system that we have for for all of the environmental protection. We also have our state governments also. Now, this was from last night. It says, actually yesterday afternoon, AP is reporting that President Bush will announce his nominee for Supreme Court at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Well, getting back to the energy problem, the president has proposed that we change daylight savings time and make it in March, basically start it up in the end of March, and stop it at the end of November. He says that basically 100,000 barrels of oil per day could be saved by doing that. Now, I seem to remember back in my other podcast, and please go download it. I'm going to keep that one online so you guys can check that one out, that 66,000 barrels of oil per day could come out of the Anwar Preserve, and 66,000 barrels a day were supposed to be coming out of Iraq. And those were the same numbers. So the Bush administration throws a lot of numbers around when they want to talk about saving oil and saving this resource. But what they're really saying is they want to continue to maintain the status quo. We could save a lot more energy if we get away from oil, if we get away from coal or natural gas, and start getting a portion of our stuff from our energy from nuclear, clean nuclear power, or from things like hydrogen or fuel cells, or even the wonderful thing that we have raining down on us every day here in the Sunshine State of Florida, solar power. So those are some things that the Bush administration doesn't talk about, because they don't, you know, they are in league with oil companies and with large energy conglomerates who would much prefer us use oil or some other rare commodity instead of things that we have around us all day. Let's take a little tip from a small country out in the Atlantic Ocean named Iceland. Iceland is the first country in the world to say that they are going to a hydrogen economy and getting away from an oil-based economy, and that they say within the next 15 years they will be completely and utterly independent of oil. Think about that, folks. They'll be independent of oil. A little tiny country with 260,000 people that doesn't have to worry about paying for gas. All right, so of course President Bush did announce his first nominee, Judge John Roberts, and he needs to be asked a little bit about his position. He's been on the bench, in the D.C. Circuit Court for about 2 years, which really, to many folks here in the in my area who are thinking about this whole process, that's not enough of a period of time on the bench for someone to go into the highest court in the land. And last Friday, Judge Roberts ruled with two of his colleagues on the D.C. Circuit Court that the Bush administration's plan to convene military tribunals to try terrorist detainees at Guantanamo Bay was constitutional, and that Roberts overruled lower court's opinion that the tribunals violated the Geneva Convention. And in that opinion, Roberts asserted the position of the Bush administration that the Geneva Convention does not apply to the Guantanamo Bay detainees because they belong to no single government entity. Okay, so let's see the person that's leaving the bench. That would be Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who is resigning from the bench. A state war is not a blank check for the president when it comes to the rights of the nation's citizens. versus what Judge John Roberts says in his opinion of the previous law that we were talking about just a moment ago. Under the Constitution, the president has a degree of independent authority to act in foreign affairs. And for this reason and others, his construction and application of treaty provisions is entitled to great weight, which means he can basically do what he wants to do. So there may be a little bit of tit for tat in this process, and I'm not really wanting to be to have this person get confirmed, but I am again just one man. So if you also agree with me and don't want to see this individual confirmed, write your senators, because they, you know, there are a lot of senators that are on the Judiciary Committee, and those would be the people that you know, the House the Senate Judiciary Committee would be the individuals that you would like to focus on. If you're from a state that has people on that committee, make sure that you write in and talk to them, or just give them a phone call. I've posted those numbers before, and you can also find them on the ACLU site. And like I said, I'm not going to focus on the administration. I'm just going to bring up a few things here and there and that are in the news of the day, and let you, the people, revolutionize your daily life and change things from within. Now, if you disagree with me and think that, you know, that these things are exactly what the country needs, well, feel free to call in and tell your senators that too. It's a two-way street. You don't have to agree with me to have this to make this revolution happen. Okay? You can disagree with me. And I invite anyone who has an opposing viewpoint to write me an email at onemanrevolution@gmail.com and go ahead and tell me. I don't mind people with opposing opinions. Actually, I really like them. All right, so I said I would talk for a little bit, and I'd send it away to some music, and I've talked for about 17 minutes. And I have, as of last week, actually the first day that the Pod Show Music Network went online, have been a member of that community. And I would like to say thank you to CC Chapman and to the rest of the folks that were involved with that process so that I could bring you pod-safe music, music by artists that I think are good. And here is Loser by Comeg.
You're not real, this is real, and if you got nothing
again, check the show notes to see how you can listen to more great music from Comeg and other independent artists out there that are what most people would say are indie artists, people that are completely independent. You know, some people make the distinction between professional artists and amateur artists and all these other things. Well, I just want to call them indie. They're independent. They're sitting in their own home studio. Maybe they're even sitting at a buddy's studio or in a big studio themselves. But they don't have the backing of a big label like Sony or Warner Brothers or any of these other big labels. So they're being real revolutionaries. They're seeing a goal that they want to be part of a musical group, and they want to put out their sound. And they're not willing to compromise that sound and sell out just for the fact to make money. Now, how can this PodSafe Music help? Well, if you go to the PodSafe Music Network, which happens to be at music.podshow.com, or you can go to I think that's the easiest way to get there right now, music.podshow.com. And you'll see stuff by a lot of different groups that are out there. You can sign up so that you can go ahead and listen to a lot of this great music. The playlist grows every single day. There's so many great artists out there, and I'm just scraping the surface of the more than I would say they're almost up to probably up to almost 500 artists now. I don't know. It's an incredible library of good music, and there's everything ranging from acoustical all the way to let's see what they have for Z here. All the way through to trance, trip-hop, world, fusion, pop, punk, you name it, folk, experimental, electronica, evo, emo, everything you can think of is out here on the PodSafe Music Network. All right, so if you want more information on the band Comeg, Comeg was formed in 2002. They've recorded 4 albums, which are all free to download on the band's site. They've been described as the best unsigned band of the UK. Alright, so feel free to go ahead and take a look at them. They're working on they're obviously putting some really decent indie rock out. And it's really good for the revolution for me, and we'll call this segment The Music of the Revolution. And I'll feature a couple of bands, maybe a couple of tracks from them, one in the middle, one at the end, from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. And I have to read a little disclaimer, and I'll read it now, that way I don't have to read it at the end of the show. Some of the music provided tonight is from the PodShow, PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. All right, so now that I read that out, I want to read a letter. There's a letter from Rabbit. Rabbit sent me a letter to my Gmail account after last week's show, which I aptly named, Taking the Difficult Path or the Difficult Path. And I wanted to share this because it really struck me as wonderful. And thank you, Rabbit, for going ahead and taking the time out of your day to write me and to let me know how you feel. It said, "Hey, I just finished listening to today's show," and this was on the 14th. "Very uplifting. I want to say thank you. I work in a small commercial real estate company, and right now we're in the position to do big things and possibly take a bite out of our primary competitor. I've been with the company for about 4 months now, and I've already established myself as the one who cares. From day one, I felt like I've been battling everyone in the office to build and design things, not just because of the money involved it could bring in, but because those things would be helpful to the people using them." He has the little shrugs. "I don't know. I feel that people make craptastic products and widgets only because they know they can turn a profit on them. It makes me sick sometimes." And trust me, it makes me sick too, Rabbit. "Anyway, I'm going to work tomorrow and do my best to keep my head above all the spin and marketing rhetoric that goes on, in hopes that I will actually differentiate ourselves from the rest. Keep up the great work with your show, Rabbit." Now, Rabbit, I didn't have a chance to get back to you because all the projects I'm currently working on, someone calls me Danny Three Jobs right now because I'm working on three different projects. I actually am working with a university, I'm working with a large construction firm, and I'm, of course, working on this podcast and the podcast, the National Podcast System, which... August 1st, we will have new and exciting content from some new and exciting podcasters, including Joey Cruz with 6.5 days from Joey Cruz. And Joey and I will, of course, continue to do what we can in the podcasting community to reach out and help out people who want to become a podcaster. So feel free to drop us lines over at the nationalpodcastingsystem.com. And both Joey and I have addresses over there. And feel free to contact Joey. Joey right now is recovering from a whole lot of stuff that went on in the past month, and we're working toward helping him get his shows online. So, Rabbit, let me just say to you that this is absolutely what I was looking to do. You know, in that take the difficult path or taking the high road speech that I gave last time, it's supposed to be that you are putting not just what you feel is right out there in the world. It's influencing the group around you to also understand why it's right. Okay? So, Rabbit, thank you very much for your letter. I'm honored to know you, and I'm going to call you Revolutionary Rabbit. Because that's the highest honor that I can bestow on someone right now, as the revolutionary. So fight on, my good brother, and you will do great things. You know, I was having conversations with a lot of people in the past couple of days. As I said, I started working with the university here locally in Orlando, and I've been brought on as someone who knows technology and knows how to make a difference, I guess. And there are changes going on constantly in the different educational systems, and I kind of have a very unique background to help out and assist in this position. And I've noticed some really great things. If you go in with the attitude that you don't care, nobody cares around you. But if you go in with the attitude that you would like to make a difference and that a difference has to be made, then it's infectious. Other people will turn around sometimes 180 degrees. You know, the program that I am working with has had some trouble in the past. It's had some issues with student retention. It's had some issues with students not being happy. It's had some problems with the way it was being done, the way it was being administered, the way it was being managed. And so over the course of the past 6 months to a year, there's been some house cleaning getting done, including bringing myself in, bringing in a new person to head the area up, bringing in different ideas. And these are the things that can make great changes, regardless of how much money you throw at a problem, regardless of how much time you throw at a problem. The one thing that you cannot guarantee within any project is attitude. So I got a phone call today, first phone call that I received on my new phone, my new extension in this university, and I picked up the phone with a smile and I said, "Hello, this is the revolutionary. How can I help you?" And after the individual told me, you know, "Hey, you know, there's this stuff I need to have happen. There's this computer. It's blah, blah, blah. There are some problems with it." I said, "Well, you know, I just started about 12 hours ago working with this position, but I will get you an answer to your question within the next 24 to 48 hours, and I will help you as best as I can to get you up and running in the way that you feel comfortable." And that person stopped me and said, "Hey, revolutionary, you made me feel better by the way that you picked up the phone and you were positive." She said it was very refreshing to get a smile on the other end of the phone. And I told them that it made me feel good to make others feel good, and that it's not their fault that they are calling me. I am here to help. And that person was very, very, they had an attitude change themselves. They, by the time we were finished with that phone call, were happy. They were joking, and they said, you know what, if you don't get to this until the end of the week or next week, that would be fine. I'm up against a deadline, but you just started, and you have to get, you know, you have to understand where everything is before you can help me out. And I thought that that was a great thing. And I think that this position will take over a portion of my life, just as all of my other projects have in the past probably 15 years of my career. So I'm really happy that I might be able to make a big difference in the area of influence that I'm in right now. So let me take a little cough. Sorry, I held that one in as long as I could. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to end up this podcast with another track from our good friends Comeg out of Great Britain. And we're going to go ahead and utilize another track from them. And again, this is Podsafe Music here on on One Man Revolution. And this is the music of the revolution. Enjoy. All right. Well, I had a little glitch there. Hold on. Let's try that one more time. And this is the music of the revolution. This one's called I'll Be There by Comeg.
When all hope is gone and you can't be set, when your life is wrong and you feel betrayed, I'll be there. I'll be there. When your days are crazy and your nights are long, when your crazy world is going strangely wrong, I'll be there. Has gone and you can't go on, I'll be there. The days are crazy and you can't find the sun. You're looking down the barrel of a loaded gun. Your world is falling down. If you don't swim, you'll drown. You need to know that I will never let you down.
With your host, The Revolutionary.
To contact One Man Revolution, you can email onemanrevolution@gmail.com or on Skype at The Revolutionary. That's THE_REVOLUTIONARY. Or just visit the website at http://onemanrevolution.org. And don't forget about the National Podcasting System at nationalpodcastingsystem.com. And I'd like to thank the folks who created Pod Producer. Let me say, the Beta 17 is working great for me. I gotta say, I like all the new and additional controls. So, until next time, which hopefully will be in just about 24 to 48 hours, hopefully I'll be able to get that up for you. I do this for you guys because I care. Go out and do great things.
See ya!